Regarding the solar eclipse, the Gemara mentions that when Moedus Loikim, when the luminaries have an eclipse, this has could be a negative omen for the world. The concept of a solar eclipse is found in Tanakh, Vayevesi Hashemesh Betzeroyim, that the sun goes down in the middle of the day, Vechshachti La'aretz B'yoyim Oir, and the day of light could actually become dark. The Gemara does discuss the negative omens. However, it says if the Jewish people do the Tzayin Shalmakim, do what Hashem wants, Me'oisis Hashemayim Al Teichatu, you don't have to fear from the signs of heaven. Now, the question is asked whether the person makes a bracha on this or not. One of the earliest authorities to discuss this is the Rebbe in Igris Kodesh, and the Rebbe writes that we do not make a bracha on a solar eclipse because no one has the ability to make a new bracha that's not mentioned in Shas. And aside for that, this is something which is an indication of a future upcoming negative thing, and therefore this is not something that requires a bracha to thank Hashem. On the contrary, this is something where we need tefillah, we need to pray and daven to Hashem that this omen should not be negative, but it should rather be a positive omen. Many other contemporary authorities discuss this as well, and they also say one should not make a bracha. Although we do find a bracha on negative things, perhaps it seems that this case is different because this is not a negative thing that we're thanking Hashem, but rather an indication of an upcoming future negative thing. I did find that the Zecher David, one of the early authorities, which is a Rav in Italy, over 100 years ago, discusses the concept of a bracha on a solar eclipse, and he also rules as well not to make a bracha on a solar eclipse. However, the Sefer HaTeres Tiferes, which is also from the previous century, he interprets the Gemara that says that when we see the Levana Begvurasa, the strength of the moon, to refer to a solar eclipse, because then the moon is as strong as and even blocks the sun. And he explains that's when we make the bracha Eisa Maisa Bereshis. However, a clear proper looking at what he says over there, and the Mefarshim indicate that it's not just the solar eclipse per se that requires a bracha, but various many other conditions that are attached to it, independent of the actual eclipse. Be it that as it may, the halachas do we not make a bracha on this. A solar eclipse indicates the greatness of Hashem. The Chovis Alvavus writes that we're supposed to see the greatness of Hashem in everything and anything that we see. Not only Kadrus Hashemesh, not only when there's an eclipse, which is an indication of the greatness of Hashem, but anything that we see should be a sign for the greatness of Hashem. The Rebbe once spoke in the end of the summer, Tafshinun Aleph, towards the end of El, when it was a solar eclipse, that we see the sun and the moon, we see that Hashem runs the entire world, and everybody could see this, and even when there's an eclipse, that in itself is an indication of the strength of Hashem. He weakens the sun, but then the sun goes back to its regular original strength, and that's something that anybody can see. The question of whether publicizing an eclipse is a positive thing or not, we generally say the rule that Moitzi Diba Hu Ksil, one should not indicate negative things to other people. However, in this case, because the solar eclipse is a natural a thing that happens in as part of Teva, as part of nature, there is no problem about telling other people about the solar eclipse, especially that we don't have to worry about these negative omens because Moises HaShemayim Al Teichatu, we don't have to worry about the signs of heaven. That seems to be an indication. A rainbow, it says that one should not tell other people, but it doesn't say anything about a solar eclipse, that one shouldn't tell other people about the solar eclipse. Someone, however, wrote to the Rebbe and asked that because the Rebbe spoke about the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse that was then in the year Tafshinun Aleph, and the Rebbe spoke about the lesson we can learn from this, and he asked the Rebbe if he should publicize all the eclipses, and the Rebbe says that there's no point in doing that, especially after the event, because it's just a concern, just people will start being concerned about things that really have no basis, and it'll disturb people from serving Hashem but simcha v'tuv levav in a natural, happy, and glad way. The fact that Gemara says that a solar eclipse is a negative omen has brought a question, and many, many authorities and early authorities have already addressed this. How can we say this is a negative indication? This is something that is part of nature. It's a built-in system in nature and it's predictable. And how can we say it's a negative omen and it's based on people's misbehaviors, as the Gemara says, which will arbit dvarim, because of four negative things, negative behaviors, this comes about. Various different explanations have been provided over the years. It is clear that Chazal knew that a solar eclipse is something that's predictive and can be indicated in advance. There are calendars that were made to say in advance when all these eclipses were by astronomers and Chachmei Atchuna. And Chazal, obviously, were aware of this. They were in touch with astronomers. And even if one would not believe that the astronomers get their, receive their chachma, their wisdom from Chachmi Yisrael, certainly Chachmi Yisrael have received from the Chachmi Umas Ha'olam, and they would be well aware of the fact that it's something that's in nature. The interpretation of the Gemara, there are many ways to understand the Gemara. Some understand the Gemara allegorical, that actually is not even referring to a solar and lunar eclipse. In the literal sense, is referring to something totally different. That's a mashal, like various Gemaras of Agadata. Others say that eclipse over here means something totally different. It means there's spots, dark spots in the sun, and it's not referring to a regular eclipse. There are others that say that there's different types of eclipse. There are those that are predictable and those that are not predictable. And then the Rebbe at one stage explained in Igris Chodesh that the eclipse is predictable, but whether you can see the eclipse or not, that's unpredictable. In Lakuta Sichas, however, the Rebbe does not accept that explanation and gives a different explanation, which is based on many Mefarshim, that there is such a concept of a negative omen, even in things that are built in nature. There's good times, better times, and times which are not as good, like day and night, Monday and Wednesday, which are days which have negative omens attached to them. And the fact that the Gemara says that this is associated with four negative behaviors means that during these times there's more an inclination for a person to actually engage in such kind of behaviors, and therefore there's more room to punish for such behaviors. But it doesn't mean that it is not a built-in system into nature. The Sefer Hasidim writes that when there's an eclipse, he specifically talks about a lunar eclipse, but he seems to indicate the same applies to a solar eclipse. And as the Maamar Mertche addresses this at length in Hilchos Tainis, Tainis Tzadikim, Sefer Chassidim writes that a time of an eclipse is a time for a person to fast. And this is brought on Lahalach in the Magen Avram. And the Lakuta Sichas that brings us out about the idea that a time of an eclipse is a time of a Seiris, of awakening a person to Tshuva, Ma'asim Tovim, to increase their behaviors and increasing their Avodas Hashem, to the extent that their Avodas Hashem becomes in an unlimited fashion, and therefore they don't have to worry about the natural system where certain days are negative omens, Ma'asim Hashemayim Al Teichatu, they don't have to worry about the signs of heaven. Various different questions have been asked about an eclipse, how that affects halachas of day and night, for example, with regard to tzitzis, if it's considered at night or like day, with regard to a tful yoim, once the sun sets, if he becomes tahir. The pasuk says uva hashemesh v'tahir. V'tahir Chazal interpret to mean that the stars have come out, but uva hashemesh means it's not enough that it's dark, but uva hashemesh, the sun actually has to go down in order for him to become tahir. There's also halacha about an eclipse, how that affects Kiddush Levana and the time of the Moilud. Poskim say that primarily a lunar eclipse would affect it, but a solar eclipse does not have bearing on the halachas in regard to a Moilud. Looking at an eclipse, there's no halacha, one is not allowed to look at an eclipse, but because of a Nishmarta Moilud Nafshasechem, one has to guard their health, and therefore, since we're told, instructed by scientists and by optometrists that this is not a healthy thing for one's eye, therefore one should be careful not to look at the eclipse, but rather get the special certified glasses that are associated with that. Taking a picture of the eclipse, one is not supposed to take a picture of the sun, but because the eclipse is not the actual real suit of the sun, it's not the way the sun really looks like, therefore there's no problem taking a picture of a solar eclipse, again provided it's done in a safe way, safe for one's eyes and safe for one's camera. The Chafetz Chaim, it is related, has taken his students out to go watch actual eclipse. On the other hand, we find that the Aderes writes in his diary in Nefesh David that he was in the middle of davening, there was an eclipse, he knew the eclipse was going to pass, but he didn't want to look out during davening, and he davened Shemen Esther, and when he finished Shemen Esther, the eclipse was gone, and he was grateful that he was Mekayim and Etzayim Beirah, that he did Hashem's wishes, and he continued davening and he ignored the eclipse. We're told that one of the people that were together with the Rebbe when he was young, that the Rebbe predicted a future eclipse, and later the day came to pass, there was no eclipse, and the Rebbe told him that he is sure there was an eclipse, but maybe it wasn't visible over here, and later they brought the Russian magazine Ognyok, and they saw in the magazine that it said later that actually on that day there was an eclipse. One of the editors of the magazine came many, many years later to the Rebbe by dollars, and he mentioned that he was the editor of this magazine, and the Rebbe said that when I was young I used to read that magazine. A lesson from an eclipse, besides for the fact that we learn about the greatness of Hashem and the fact that we could elevate ourselves beyond any Oisus Hashemayim, and the eclipse over the sun represents the idea that we can block the light of the sun. The moon has the ability to block the light of the sun. And in Tanya it says that if a person does an Aveda, is like a person putting up a curtain in front of the sun, even though the sun's connection is there, but if you put up a curtain, it could block it. A light curtain might not block, but several light curtains together might be like a heavy curtain. So there are various avedas that disconnect us from Hashem, but at the same time, even small avedas could have that effect if it's many small avedas repeated, or a number of different small avedas. The eclipse teaches us to actually reconnect our connection with Hashem and actually bring out the light of the sun, the true light, until the time will be Oir Halavanak, Oir Hachama, the moonlight will be like the sunlight, they'll both be equal. The Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu will take from Yad Mamash.